one of these days I'm going to start. Well, again, I think our planned. When is the yeshiva actually opening? Is it tomorrow?
Yes, it opens tomorrow.
Okay, so again, because of the New York City rules, I can't be in probably until Tuesday. But the plan, I'm hoping to be in Tuesday. But already tomorrow, so people will be learning in 501. Is that it in the end?
Yes, 501.
Okay, so I hope that goes well. I guess we'll find out.
And we're gonna have Shir in there too.
In general.
Yeah, that's my impression.
Yeah. Okay. Great. So we look forward. I'm looking forward to coming back Tuesday. That's the, I think the target. There should be, you know, we should be Matzliach. And, you know, from there, you know, return, you know, as quickly as the stages allow, you know, to more normalcy. Okay. So let's begin. Just a couple of quick comments. We're mostly Tevin. We're finished with Torah Vetzchametz, and we're moving on to Bittel and Bedikah. Again, our discussion is going to center more on Bedikah, but we can't discuss Bedikah without making some references to Bittel, because it's so much part of you know, the presentations of the Rishonim, in particular the Ran. So we'll open up a file, I guess, also on Bittel, and we're not going to close the file either on Bedikah. But before we do, just a couple of quick ha'aros, mostly from responses to things that were said after this year on the topic of Tarovas, but it's literally a couple minutes. There's nothing I want to add per se. First of all, the Tanel, did we get an update from the Tanel? Is the iPad thing working or not?
I think it said on the top that I was made a co-host. I don't know the nafkamina of it. I guess if someone needs to be let in, we'll see if it works.
It recorded it.
Okay, maybe. In other words, Eitan, are you covering
me? Somebody who can let in. Go ahead, Eitan.
Yeah,
that's
perfect. I let a few people in, so also Avram, I'm sure. Yeah.
Did it work?
I was able to do it. So.
On the iPad.
It doesn't seem that it really didn't.
It doesn't seem it works.
It said I'm a co-host. Nothing else.
So. You can go to settings. Settings, virus, turn the virus off. Usually does the trick.
I don't see that. But.
We don't want to. Okay. I mean, we don't want to make you a co-host, you know, in name only.
Right.
This is not. It's not like quarantining in New York that it's a chucha l'tluma. We want to be real. Okay. I'm not talking about what people do. We should do it. But I'm talking about, you know, how serious they make it. But okay. Anyways, just quickly. So Nathaniel and Josh were both arguing after the shiur. Just something to put out there. That the going back to the Rambam in Machalos Asuros, where the Rambam speaks about the Iser Mashehu, and of course he connects his view that Chametz is Osir B'Mashehu with Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, and then to answer the question, you know, why it would apply even to Min She'eino B'Mino, when typically Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is Min B'Mino. He invokes Komach Metzes Lo Sochelu, which would have been impossible to do if not for his Shita, however you explain his Shita. But, you know, his Shita in Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav, and in Sefer Mitzvos, and again in Pirshu Mishnayos, I think it's very explicit in the third Perek, you know, that would just be impossible. So that's at minimum Lishitaso. I was trying to explain, and I think we agreed yesterday that probably the Mefarshim understand it on the Rambam this way as well, that the Rambam really thinks that Chametz is b'mashu because of Dor Sheshel Matirin. Just like he says by Tevel and, you know, and Chadash, you know, and a few other things that are clearly Dor Sheshel Matirin. And then confronted with the question, how come we're not distinguishing, as we typically do, between Min B'Mino, Min She'eino B'Mino, So for that, the Rambam is quoting Komach Metzes, which is Lashitaso. And I was trying to explain a little bit, unlike the Ramban, the, what did I quote? The Prichadash, right? Who says, who also quotes this Rambam, and just says, oh, yeah, yeah, you see, Chumras, you know, of Taroves. You see, in his opinion, the Chumrah of Mamash Oblitamo, and, you know, an additional Chumrah, Dovshay Shlomatirin, Afil B'min Shein B'mino. I was trying to be more specific than that, saying that, you know, the Yesod of Taroves comments for the Rambam highlights that we don't treat it as we typically treat a Taroves, an Isur inside of a Taroves, in terms of, you know, identifying it and how Nikar it is. And that really does depend on, you know, things like Tam or Shishim, and therefore Min Shein B'mino and Dav Shei Shlo Matirin is typically going to be Batel because it's not a solution, you know, of Bittel, it's a, you know, it's basically, you know, establishing that there's no Mechayev, there's no presence. But if Chametz Pesach's presence, you know, is so noxious and it poisons its environment, you know, and it contaminates, you know, the Dvar Heter, so both, you know, it's Hashpa'ah, you know, and the Dvar Heter Shenitma, one of the two, or both, you know, that's a whole different reality. That applies even in Shein B'mino. That's how I was trying to explain it. But just to, for the record, they were making a spirited case, which I'm still not convinced of, but I don't think it's impossible. That's maybe even too. I think it is possible, I'll say. They were both making a spirited case to say more than that for the Rambam. Okay, not just that. As what I was explaining was, this is a Dinder Rabbanan, based on Dvar Shei Shlo Matirin, but the normal rules don't apply because the Dinder Oraisa shows you that we just have a whole different perspective on this Iser. And that's what I'm saying to explain this, and I'm happy with that. They were going a significant step further, and let me make it clear. I would be happier if they were right, just because I think it's more... it's even more dramatic, you know, and therefore it's even further reinforcement of how much conviction the Rambam has about this halacha. What they're trying to suggest is that the din of Iser Mashehu and Chametz for the Rambam might be a Doraisa, that Dvar Shei Shlo Matirin is merely a paradigm, right, and that really it's a function, Min B'mino and Min Shein B'mino, simply of Komach Metzes L'Sokhela. And that the connection to Dvar Shei Shlo Matirin is only in explaining why this is a different kind of Chafsa Shel Iser, namely it's an Iser Zman, but the Iser Zman, in this case, L'Chumra, not L'Kula. Correct, Natanel? Is that kind of what you were saying?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure I'm not corrupting you. And Josh, that's what you were saying? I don't see Josh at the moment. Oh, there he is. Josh? Accurate? Mostly.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyways, I still think that with my more restrained, we'll call it, I wouldn't say minimalist because either way it's important, reading is more likely correct. But I do acknowledge that you can read it that way. And, you know, I would actually prefer it. I just, you know, not sure that I believe it completely. I think the evidence mostly is that Mashu's and Rabbanan and so on. But either way, that's something to bring to your attention. Point number one, quick. Point number two is that Natanael also brought to my attention an interesting thing, and that is that the Merkavas HaMishnah, which I don't have physically here, so I just couldn't check it out, quotes the Ralbach in Simen Peches, but that interestingly, you know, again, let's remind what that is. The Ralbach in Simen Peches, I was very excited about because he suggests, again, a chumrah of chametz, that the chatzish, that there would be chatzishir, even in what I'm calling a 10%, you know, chametz solution. Because even when there's no cheftzav kazaisenech nihalas pras, there'll still be chatzis shir doraisa, or maybe even more. The chatzis shir, let's say, would be doraisa, maybe even more than regular chatzis shir, right? Because of, again, kol machmetzes. That's Rabach. I'm very excited about that. The Merkavas HaMishnah extend, this is what Nathaniel added, that the Merkavas HaMishnah says, oh, that Rabach either is based on or works well with the Rambam in Perek Dalid, Halacha Ches, where it sounds like Bal Yiroeh, you know, will apply even in a 10% solution. Right? Because that's a situation where there's no chetzah shol kazayis echilos pras. Real Sheikh Ramadi, Zisim Amitri, Kutach Abavli, you know, etc. And he's not interpreting like the Ramach, that there is a chetzah, even though there's no achilas agavra, because they achilas pras. He's simply saying it's a 10% solution, and there's Bayirah. How can that be? The answer is, because the Ramam Lashitaso holds, unlike Shari Surim, that in Chometz, a 10% solution is also Aser Min HaTorah, even though there's no Malkus. Correct, Nathaniel? That's what he says? Yeah. So this is to be... Yes. Okay. This is to be contrasted, because you saw it, I still haven't seen it. This is to be contrasted with the other views, whether it's the Ramach or the... You know, Magid Mishnah says, no, we're talking about a real Kazai Sechlis Pras. Or the Kesef Mishnah, you know, who says, oh, you need a Kinoch in Bayirah, you're not held to the standards of Achila. There's a whole different shot. It's a way, in a way, close to the Beis Yosef that I mentioned, which was, there's an overlap between the Chiddush of Perek, but even the Beis Yosef is, the overlap is, since if you were to eat it, you know, B'mishater, Shalom Kederech, you would violate Malkus, therefore its presence is enough for Bal Yiroeh. This is a bigger chiddush. It's a different chiddush. But again, it's basically saying, since the Rambam holds that there's an Issa D'Oraisa, even without Malkus, in Rabbi Eliezer's case, so that is the basis, even in connecting Achila and Bal Yiroeh, right, to establishing Bal Yiroeh in that same case. Okay, that's important. I don't know if you got a chance to see more of it. Does he, like I had remembered it, also say that Mamosha Velo Tamos Chayev, or that's only the Prichadash?
He didn't talk about that.
He doesn't talk about that. So could I just confuse the Prichadash and the Merkavas HaMishnah on that point? So maybe way back when I saw the Merkavas HaMishnah, I was impressed with this other point. But either way, that's important perspective. Just to fill in the picture. Okay, that's point number two.
Reverend Tay?
Yeah.
Now, just quick, now that I'm thinking about it, that Radvaz we saw at the beginning of the year, the Manishtana Radvaz,
yeah.
I think he says, in explaining, giving his whole answer about this Orsha B'Issa, he says that that's why I feel culture hulo batil, which really sounds like for him it's been the Oraisa, and he's talking about culture hulo batil.
Well, I don't think so. I mean, again, I think in a vacuum you would say that, but reading the Radvaz, he clearly mixes drabanans and doraisas. That piece, he says, "Vosifo aleim chachamim," you know, that the bevo kol chorin usdakin and other things. So, and definitely the Radvaz on the Rambam doesn't hold that way either. So, I don't think it has to. I don't think it's likely it means that. I think he's explaining that the Didrabanan is in the spirit of the Daraisa, and the spirit of the Daraisa, therefore, is animating a lot of things. Okay, quickly, point number... three, or whatever it is, or four. Josh just wanted to make an interesting ha'ara about the Balamor, very quickly. And that is, the Balamor's line about the Chachamim, about koach achar ma'uravbo, and I was trying to extend it to say, you know, are we expanding the definition of chametz, or are we saying that even chametz derivatives or products are also an issue, or at least that question of koach achar ma'uravbo and the product status or the of chametz, something which, again, the Ravid kind of weighs in on by distinguishing Kol and Machmetzes, as does Nishal Melech, things that we discussed the other day. So Josh just wanted to bring up the interesting parallel to Sa'or. What is the relationship between Chametz and Sa'or? In a way, Sa'or could be viewed as the uber Chametz, like the most quintessential Chametz, as a Chavtza, or it could be that we look at Sa'or as a Chametz factory. You know, it's the laboratory, you know, that produces Chametz. Either way, this idea of the status of something, you know, that produces, you know, but isn't itself Chametz, because maybe it's Enaroi Lachilas Keleb, you know, etc., is an interesting question. But we will discuss Sa'or in great length. Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, the Rambam and the Ravid, the relationship between Chafetz Shel Chametz and Chafetz Shel Sa'or in Achila and in Bedika, I'm sorry, in Achila and in Bal Yiroah, is a very interesting topic, and I do think it overlaps with this a little bit. So that's something we will speak about. Finally, one other comment Stephen made to me the other day. Where's Stephen? Stephen Lieber? There he is. Okay. Actually, Kashkachadik is the box right next to me on my computer. Okay. So Stephen made a very good comment to me the other day, namely, Stephen, about Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph.
That the Rambam points out that even if you dissolve up chametz and eat it, he points out that you still get karis for that.
Right, himcho. The Rambam starts off when he talks about chametz, right, talking about what happens if you melt it down.
Learn the
so it's long, no longer nikar. So what's the point, Stephen?
That the havamina is interesting. That could be that he had a havamina that since karis is a special din for atzma shel chametz, then maybe once you dissolve it, it's no longer atzma shel chametz.
Right. Since we introduced into the mix the idea of being nikar and the perception of what you're doing, so Stephen's saying, in light of that, this becomes a particularly interesting discussion. One of the things we were saying was, or one of the approaches we were taking was, that the Rambam emphasizes atzma shel chametz three times in a row, halacha hei vav and zayin, and maybe the real point in taroves is not that taroves is a chalos, but that kares needs nikar and atzmo. So Stephen's just pointing out that that puts a whole different spin on the question of himcho. Even though there's no taroves, right, but it's certainly not nikar. So the idea that there would be more havamina in chametz than in shari surim, to consider that altered state, the fact that it's not recognizable chametz, that would be, you know, more mechudash here than it is in other circumstances, is something very appealing. So what we need to do, not right now, but at some point, but is to investigate that further. Is the havamina, you know, that an altered state would alter the din, you know, what is that in chametz vis-a-vis other isurim? I think that's a very good point.
I thought it was like dafka the opposite, that like it's echad ha'ochel, the echad ha'mamach ha'vishoseh. It's all about consuming chefteh shel chametz. So it doesn't even matter if you do what's typically a ma'isa achila. And like that's kind of the point of Lecha Mishnah there. Meaning he's dafka making a point about chefteh shel chametz, that we don't care per se only about the ma'isa achila, but that this is a chefteh shel chametz.
Well, I think you're half right, because there are clearly two dinim. Again, everything we've said about lo yeyachel, you know, and the emphasis of the consumption of the chefza as opposed to achilas hagavra of the chefetz, you know, is consistent with that idea. But at the same time, even as we've expanded the significance of lo yeyachel of the chefza shel chametz, when you're not doing a maisa achila, right, we've also accentuated more, you know, how nikar, you know, that chefza needs to be, especially if it's going to be chayv kares, you know, because it's again inconsistent or antithetical even, you know, with, you know, the whole messaging of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So I think that both things are true. possibly. Either way, the prominence of that halacha, Parak Aleph Halacha Aleph, and the tracing, how that works here as opposed to other Isurim, Chelev and Dam and Chazer and Nevela and so on, is a very fruitful issue. Okay, that is all I wanted to add for this. Now let's move on to, or back to, the discussion of Bedika. Okay, Stephen, so where were we in Bedika? We have Rashi, we have Tosas, and we were going to discuss the Ran. Right, we're going to read the Ran inside just a couple of minutes, but before we do, I want to get back to the different perspectives first that are possible. What is the Ran's, defense or justification of Rashi from the questions of Tosas, Stephen?
So the Ran points out that either Bedika or Bitzel would be sufficient in making sure that you don't violate Bayer al Bayamatze, and there are just side benefits of having both of them, so the Rabbanim should do both.
And say the last thing again?
That there are side benefits, other than that, the fact that they make sure you don't violate Bayer al Bayamatze, there are side benefits to Bedika that are better than Bitzel, and to Bitzel that are better than Bedika, so
In other words, Tosas's assertion, confident assertion, that B'dikas Chometz has to be a Dindur Rabbanan, because B'bitul B'yalma Sagi and a Bodek Tzarek Sheyivatel, right? Which sounds like a very good argument, right? If Bodek Tzarek Sheyivatel and B'bitul always works, then B'dika is always, superfluous Minat Torah. Therefore, what does it do? And basically, the Ran neutralizes that idea. Ran says, Habodik Tzar Sheyivatel might be a Dindur Rabbanan, just like Mevatel, Bebitul B'Yalma is certainly Sogile, and yet the Mishnah requires Bedika. So you see that you can have a requirement, right, which isn't necessarily the Rabbanan. Right? When you do you have to do Bedika, even though the Bedika then is probably Drabbanan. Well, we'll see if that isn't necessarily true. So by the same token, Habodik Tzarek Sheivata might be a Din Drabbanan. But just like Bitul B'al Masagi, the Bedika B'al Masagi. That is the argument of the Ra. And as Stephen correctly and I think wisely in a way, added, right, for that to make sense, there has to be some benefits. Right, because if Bitul works alone, then what's the benefit of the Bedika? Tosas' answer to that is, Siag Daraisa. Great. But if it's not Siag Daraisa, then what is it? So the Ran has one day that it's a Siag Daraisa, right? But he has another view, and that is that what will Bedika add to Bitul?
He says that sometimes people won't do Bitul very well, and we don't want people to do an improper Bitul.
We'll get to that exactly, but that sometimes you'll have an inadequate or insufficient Bitul. You won't be serious enough, right? And then it won't work. So Bedika, if it's not Siag L'Achila when you have Bitul, could sometimes, alongside Bitul, play the role of the real neutralizer of Bayira Daraisa. Correct? Of course, that assumes that Bitul, that there are gradations of Bitul, and that not all Bitul work. That's not so obvious. When the Gemara says Bitul be Almasagi, it could mean one of two things. It could mean that every Bitul, it could be that Bitul properly done is enough, leaving room for Bedika. Or it could mean that, you know, any bittul is always enough, because every bittul is sufficient. In which case you're forced to say, you know, that bidika is only a, you know, accomplishing some other goal. But certainly the run, twice, we're going to have somebody read it in, maybe Stephen or somebody else, in just a minute. But certainly the run has come more comfortable, even though he mentions chayshin and lachila, more comfortable with the idea that bitol requires a failsafe or backup, and that is bidika. Similarly, when you say habodek tzarech sheyivatel, which Tosas meant, again, for Tosas, any bitol works, bidika is never required as a safeguard. That's an interesting argument, you know, whether bitol can ever fail. And on the other side, according to Tosas, habodek tzarech sheyivatel is because it's only drabanan, so it's clear. Bidika doesn't do it for you. According to the Ran, who thinks that bidika will work in its own right, we'll see how in just a minute. So why tzarech sheyivatel? That's a drabanan, right? Although it might, yeah, well, we'll say for the moment. So what is that based on, Stephen?
Sorry, which then? The habodek tzarech sheyivatel?
I'm saying bidika alongside bitul we explained in two ways. The more ambitious way being that bitul doesn't always work. Why do you need bitul if bidika works alone?
So the Gemara says that Shema Yimsa Gluska Yafa.
So the Gemara says Shema Yimatze Gluska Yafa Vidaita Ole. So according to Tosas, what does that really mean?
That even if you do bidika, you still might run into issues of bayar baymatze.
Yeah, because bidika doesn't do anything at all to bayar baymatze. So if you're matza gluska yafa vidaita ole, you're going to violate. That's what it means. Interesting. One thing is interesting in Tosas, or what, if that's Tosas' reading of the Gemara, there is an implication which is not at all so obvious, and maybe that's another way to read the Gemara, namely,
could be that.
Okay, Stephen.
I think I'm not sure if it was in the Maram Chalava, but an idea that it sounds to be that by the Lashon of the Gemara that it's just chashash mi d'rabbana, that really habodik should be fine, but since there's a chashash mi d'rabbana that you might find something, you may not do a good bidika, then you should also do bitzel to avoid side issues. It sounds like it's talking about a technical problem.
Sounds like what?
Sounds like a technical issue.
No, I'm trying to bring something. We'll get to that. We'll talk about all those shittas in a couple minutes, or if we need to finish off on Thursday. But I'm just saying specifically for the simple reading of the Gemara of Tosas, habodek tzarech sheyivatel shem yimatze gluska yafa v'daite ole.
I guess the requirement of v'daite ole, because if bidika doesn't do anything, then why do you need to have?
Yeah.
Why do you need to?
Meaning what?
It should just be shem yimatze gluska yafa v'overal bayar baymatze.
Yeah, why not just say, because bidika doesn't solve the problem of bayar baymatze?
Well, maybe you need to find it first, though. That could be a separate din.
What?
Yeah, you could either say that you would violate bayar baymatze even if you don't find it, because bizzle does nothing.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
Oh, okay.
Meaning, there's an implication. When the Gemara says that about a tzarech sheyivatel, right, because shem yimatze gluska, either way, it's a tough Gemara. You know, when we get to it, we'll see the full range of views. But even for now, right, what does it mean? Again, basically, why not just say, habodek tzarech sheyivatel, because if he had chametz Sheina Yadua, you know, he did a Bedika. But he didn't do Bittul. And then it turns out that he had Chametz in his Rishos that he violates. You could even say that in the most extreme, you could say, even if he never found it. I guess there are gradations here. One is, do you violate Bayirah? And we're going to get to this in a moment. It's all the same question, really. Do you violate Bayirah because objectively there was Chametz in your domain that qualifies for Bayirah, meaning it's in your bailus and so on? You know, would you violate Bayirah Bayimatzeh if you didn't know about it, ever? It never surfaced? Question number one. Question number two, if you did a Bedika and you didn't find it, and it never surfaced. Right? Question number three, you did a Bedika and then it did surface. In all those cases, are you violating Bayirah Bayimatzeh Mikano Lahaba? Are you violating especially Lamafreya? What's the story? That's one of the things that we want to investigate. Is there Bayirah Bayimatzeh on Chametz Baduk Shalamatza or on Chametz Sheni Yadua? Maybe to be considered Chametz Sheni Yadua, you need a Bedika. That's one of the things we're going to look at. You know, as well, what makes something Chametz Sheni Yadua if that's really a status? One could have said the extreme view on Bayirah Bayimatzeh would be that you violate, you know, even when you did a Bedika and you never found it afterwards. Now, you violate, or to say, you know, that. I would say that's the most extreme. The next extreme is if you found it, but you violate, in that circumstance, Lamafreya. Okay? So it's curious that the Gemara says, Shema Yimatzeh Gluska Yafe, right? The Daite Ale. Right, implying, you know, that, you know, if you never found, why not just say, Habodek Tzarech Shivatel, right, Shema Chametz Hayah Brishusa V'Lamatza, Deola. Is it just the assumption that that wouldn't happen, that if it didn't surface, it really was never there? Or is there an implicit acknowledgement that, you know, Chametz Shebodak, right, Velo Matzah, Umeolam Lamatzah, at least for that, there's no Bayirah. Now, there's some chink in the armor, let's say, of an objective Bayirah Bayimatzeh. Okay, so that's one of the things we have to think about for Tosis. But for the Ran, right, the Pshat is what? Stephen? A bodek tsar shivatel, shema yimatzeh gluska yafe.
There are separate issues that if you find it, you might eat it.
Mikan olaba. Right? You sound like you're not so convinced.
I'm not really sure what we mean by the difference between lamafreya and mikan olaba here.
You're not sure what?
What is the distinction here between lamafreya and mikan olaba?
No, I mean, do you violate Bayirah Bayimatzeh from the beginning of Pesach?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Or is there a chashash that you will be violating Bayirah Bayimatzeh once you find it and you're interested in it?
But could it also be that for the round you don't even violate Bayirah Bayimatzeh Mikan Leva? It's just that the only reason why Habodik Tzar Shivatel is for the chashash that you might come to eat chametz that you might find?
Yeah, for some reason your thing is very low, or at least my
Is this better?
Yeah, I think so. Say one more time.
Could it be that for the Ran, even Mikano Lahaba, you wouldn't violate Balyura Bayamatse, and Badika is like really great for neutralizing that. And the only reason why Habudik Sarshivatel is because you might find something and eat it.
Well, again, the Ran, we'll see inside in just a second, that the Ran has two, again, the Chashash Achila for the Ran, as a Siag Daraisa at least, is a separate factor, you know, completely. Right, that has nothing to do whatsoever with, just one second, I'm just going to make, maybe it could be it's me that needs to be. Right. The Ran has a separate, again, this is the, what I'm saying is not, here, let's look at the Ran just for a second, because it's very, very important. This is to build really the issue that we're discussing. We're going to go through the Ran, you know, quickly, because the whole structure of the Ran is fascinating. There are a lot of chidushim here. But how does he interpret a Bodek Tzar Shivatel? Here, one second. He says it a couple of times. Actually, he has very interesting formulations of it. Read in... from Dira Mas, from Umashma to Tana de Masnisan? Do you have that?
Yeah. Umashma to Tana de Masnisan, lo ba yibitl klal, ela bedika. Uvachi sagi le, lefi shemi kevan shebadak, yatzi de chovaso. Ve'im shema imatze achar kach, buska yififei, yiva arena l'alter. Yififia, yiva arena l'alter. Shema, and he says, Shema tomer lemafreya avar ale lesa. Sharei somcha Torah ala chazakos. V'chol shebadak osan mekomos shiragi lihimatze behen chametz, yatzeri chovaso, ve'in lelochosh lekigar b'shmei korah.
Yeah. So this is the Ran weighing in. We need to pin this down because it's very, very important questions. The Ran is weighing maybe if you did a bedika, but you found chametz, maybe you should violate l'mafreya, right? So he says, no. Samcha Torah l'chazaka. This is l'shitaso. Ulefikach.
Ulefikach, tana demasnisen lo hizkir bitzel achar habedika klal. Ela shabar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav v'chidesh v'amar habodek tzar shivatel. U'maskinu b'gemara d'hainu taima shema yimatze gluska yififia v'daite ilave. U'perish Rashi zal v'shema mitoch shedaite ilave daite ilave yishe osam ilavara v'nimtza over ala. K'lomar mishas mitziasa v'ilach.
So this might be Rashi Lishitaso. Rashi thinks Bedika has some effect on Bal Yirua. If Bedika has effect on Bal Yirua, then what's the problem of Shema Yimatze Gluska Yafa? The answer says Rashi, it's Mikanu Labo, not Lamafreya. Okay, but the round is weighing Lamafreya. Then in the next paragraph, he gets back to it, right? The EF shall look in the middle of the next paragraph. The EF shall lefarish shekol shabodak v'lo bitel v'yachach matzah gluska yifefia over lamafreya. He's back with it. It's gnawing away at him. Right? Listen to this. We'll have to see if it's true. She'im Cain, go ahead.
She'im Cain. Afilu badaku mechuyav min haTorah levatel mipnei safek chametz she'ino matzoi. V'kevan d'midiraisa v'bitul ba'almasagi iata motzei bedika ubir min haTorah elaket amaran zeh daiti v'aderech Rashi zal.
Right, zeh daiti v'aderech Rashi. What if has he just repeated the same thing? I mean, obviously he's bothered by the same thing. Keeps bringing up again and again and again. He said the same thing, or this is something even more mechudash here? It may be compelling, but it's something new. Steven?
Yeah. Trying to figure out what the difference is.
Okay, Noam?
I think the Rana is saying that it must be that Bidika works and a person is not over Lemafreya because if it were, then a person would be Mechuyev Min HaTorah to do Mittel. And because it's a self-contained mechanism, it must work.
There would be a Chiyuv Safek, Bitorah Safek, Safek Shein Bidika, Safek Shema Bidikaso, you know, Bitos, Gayev to do Mittel, Mitchila. It's one thing to say that if you do Bidika, there are three levels here. What seems to bother, the Ran is saying within the worldview, this is, and we'll, maybe I shouldn't have done it in this order, but within the worldview that Bidika is effective for Bayura Bayimatze, I guess, you know, there are several ways to draw the line. Right? You maybe could have thought that Bidika is effective for Bayura Bayimatze if you don't ever find the chametz, or at least you don't find it on Pesach. Right, so even if it's objectively there, you're not over Bal Yerubai Matzeh. But maybe if there was no Bidika, even though there was no awareness either, you would violate. Because you're over Bal Yerub, become its Sheini Adua. Right? However, even if Bidika is effective as Tashbisu or to neutralize Bayira in some other way, you know, it's effective, you know, objectively. Maybe once Igloi that the Milsa, that the Bidika was ineffective, this is tricky because objectively, if there's Chametz, Kamishmaya Galya, if the Rabbanu Shalom knows that there's Chametz in your Rishos after the Bidika, then your Bidika, you know, is also ineffective. Does it matter that it was actually found with regard to the quality of your Bidika? Right? But maybe there's a difference between the Kamishmaya Galya, you know, Bidika Batos, you know, and the objective evidence is staring you in the face, you know, Bidika Batos. That would be the idea that even though if there objectively is in, it's in your Rishus, I guess there are different levels. Okay, one is there's Chametz in your Rishus, you did Bidika, you never find out about it. That's case number one. Case number two, there's Chametz in your Rishus, you don't find out about it during Pesach, then you find out about it years later. Case number three, there's Chametz in your Rishus, right? You do a Bidika on Pesach itself, you find out. Number four, there's Chametz in your Rishus, you did a Bidika, you find out on Pesach, and you know, it's the kind of chametz, you know, that Shema Daitecha alav. I mean, emphasizing, you know, in a substantive way, that it's Gluska Yafa Vidaita alav. In those four scenarios, you know, would you draw the line anywhere within them? That's an interesting question. The Ran is basically saying that any lamafreya, right, is not Bal Yerua. Again, he's not bothered at all, you know, by the Kamishmaya, the pure Kamishmaya Galya. Possibly he's not even bothered by, you know, Nimtza L'Achar HaPesach. I mean, the Gemara doesn't seem to be bothered by it. Gemara only seems to be troubled by Shema Yimtza, you know, Gluska Yafa Vedaita Iluya. Let me make it clear. If you hold like Tosis, right? You know, so Shami Imatse, you know, Vidaiti Luya, you know, is certainly a problem of Kashash or Siag Doraisa. And the fact that it's Gluska Yafe and Daiti Luya is what makes it attractive. So you didn't really accomplish the goal fully of your bedika. But for Tosas, the problem seems to be more than that, and that is that bedika shouldn't have really accomplished much in Ba'yirah anyway. So why not just say, you know, Shema Tov Bebedikaso V'yesh V'hayasham Chametz. You know, Vikamish Maya Galya. And that's my question. Again, we're going to come up and sum up all this thing. But for the Ran, the question is like an insider question. Like for Tosis, it sounds like Bedika has zero impact on Ba'yirah. And it's just an objective question, you know, are you ever chayav for Chametz Shelo No Dalal with a Bedika or without a Bedika? Again, a Bedika has no role. So maybe the bedika plays no role in this either. The answer is either yes or no. Either way, you need bittul. Again, it's just curious that it's Shema Yimatze, not the object one to say, Kamishmaya Galya. So it seems like Tosis doesn't go that far. Tosis thinks that you're not going to be chayav for chametz Shema Olam Lonoda, but you are going to be chayav for chametz shenoda, probably even the mafreya, right, that you didn't do bittul on. But the Ran is speaking as an insider, somebody who thinks that bedikas chametz has impact on ba'yirah. So it's not just, you know, a din of ba'yirah, it's a din of the bedika. So the fact that he is tempted but keep saying, no. You know, only mikan olaba. Only mikan olaba. But lamafreya, no. But why lamafreya, no? Because of you rely on chazakos. That's not what I would have said. I might have said, Eitan, what would you have said? Why is it not Lamafreya?
You could say, like we're saying the other day, either Tyrannus or once you're Mekayim Tashbisu, that solves by your volume answer.
Exactly. Because the Bedika itself is a Kiyum of Tashbisu. Or the Bedika itself neutralizes Ba'yirah in some other way. So the bedika was effective, not just relying on chazakos. So we need to understand what the Ran and what the parameters of all this is. And that's kind of what I want to do today. I want to try to outline, you know, different, you know, perspectives on this issue. And then when the Ran goes even further, so number one, it's interesting that he doesn't say, well, he does. At one point in the presentation, we're going to go through it straight. At one point in the presentation, he says that bedika is tashbisu, or at least when you do bedika, there's no chovas tashbisu, is really what he says. At another point, he speaks about bedika neutralizing ba'yirah. And yet, when he's trying to explain why it isn't the mafreya, right, he is defensive. And he needs to say that Minatara we rely on Chazakos. And even then he's not so sure about it, and says, well, this is a Chiddush, that if not for the fact, factually, I mean, if it were conceivable that you're Chayav L'mafreya, right, then Bittul would be required, Misafek, for Ba'yirah. Why? Why not say that Aborit Sarshi Vatel? Because in cases where Igloi Milsa, right, that the Bedika, even on Pesach itself, was insufficient, right? In that circumstance, is a break down the mafreya. But if it's me'olam lo yadua, or it's yadua but only lachar Pesach, if that's a place to draw the line, there certainly is a kiyum. And if you want to take the chance, or there is a neutralization of balyura, and therefore who says you have to have the foolproof tashbisu? Right? Maybe it's enough to have, you know, the tashbisu that, you know, mostly works. Is he saying it's zero tashbisu? Right? If it only works the mikzas? That sounds like what that's what he's saying, but that's mechudash. Okay. So, to sum up what we're saying so far, Tosus denies that Bedika has any din d'oraisa. The Ran, defending Rashi, it sounds like he's advocating it for himself as well, holds that Bedika does have impact on a d'oraisa level. I, habodek, bebitol sagi, bitol b'yalma sagi, and habodek tzar shiyavatel. So the answer for the Ran is, right, bebitol b'yalma sagi, but not all beetles are b'makshava gemura. So beetles are not foolproof. But it's interesting, even though all beetles are not foolproof, right, it's still the beetle b'al masagi. Misafek, you know, you don't need, you know, bedika, referring to the last point of the Ran. Curious, right? So in a way, again, you could argue on that point. You could say, whatever beetle is, it's always enough. So there could be a latent machlokas here about what level of gemiras das you require, you know, in beetle for it to accomplish its goal. Of course, that depends on what beetle is, you know, and how it accomplishes its goal. Okay, but that's nekuda number one. As far as nekuda number two, that, you know, habodek tzarech shivatel, right, that's what Tosus understood to mean. Yeah, because you haven't accomplished anything for Bayur Abayimatze, so of course you have to do bitol. That's Tosis. The Gemara says, Shami Yimatze Gluska Yafa, though, if according to Tosis what that means is, you know, there's a problem in the bitol, it's just curious, you know, that Tosis didn't go further with it and just say, you know, even if it's only Kamishmaya Galya, you need Bithel. Is Tosis kind of conceding here that Kamishmaya Galya, you know, is not Balyura Lekulam? In which case, you know, when is there Balyura? Only Matzagluska Yafa Vedaitele? Then Lamafreya? Right? Or does Tosis also think only Mikanu Laba? Right? Or any time, that's just a fancy way in the Gemara, you know, either to, you know, to express it, oh, you're going to find, doesn't have to be Guska Yafa. Anything that demonstrates that the Bedika, you know, was faulty, not Kamishmaya, but Kame Adam, maybe that's a shear in how the Bedika, even you found it on Pesach. It wasn't much of a Bedika. But either way, not because Bedika is Tashbisu, not because Bedika targets Bayirah, but because of something else. Onus? Chametz Yadua V'Ein Yadua is a Hagdara that is a prerequisite for Bayira. We'll see all this in just a couple of minutes. But this is the point I'm trying to make. Whereas the Ran is saying, you know, that's wrong too. Just like the Ran was saying, Bittel is more nuanced. The Ran is saying, you know, Bedika is a Kiyum, some sort of a Kiyum. Bedika neutralizes Bayira, right? Even if Igloi Milsala Mafreya, right, Shema, that your Matzah Guska Yafa, even then, the problem is Lahaba, not Lamafreya. Again, the Ran makes it clear. He holds that Bittul works on Chametz Yadua. So when your Matzah Guska Yafa, even if Daite Ale, right, in the end of the day, the Bittul worked. The Bittul would work. The Bittul that you did on any Yadua extends to Yadua. But the Bedika does not. Right? The Bedika, and then the Ran is fighting, you know, just to explain why it isn't Lamafreya. Okay. So that's what we have so far. So let's take a step back and just to, you know, identify, I guess, three or four perspectives that will be helpful for us, and then we'll read through the Ran and the other Rishonim and see exactly what they said. So I think that there can be at least three, let's say, promising avenues to explain how to neutralize Bayira Bayimatze, also generally, but and then to try to figure out whether this is also true by Bedika. And I mentioned them the other day, and I want to examine them more fully right now. Avi, what am I referring to? What are the three? Or what are some of them?
So, I mean, one of them was a Petura Onus.
Yeah, excellent.
When you're listening, you're not able to like a general name. Another one was if you fulfill Tashbisu, then Mamela that type of chametz won't be chayav for Bayir Matze, I think.
Excellent.
And so what was the third one?
The third might be related more directly to Bayirah itself. Correct? In other words, let's take each of these three and start examining them a little bit more. So the three that I want to start with are, again, each one to pin it down, you know, in terms of what defines it or applies it, I think is tricky. With Bedika, without Bedika, with, you know, Tamei Shmaya, all these things. That's what gets to be a little bit tricky. But let me just identify the three categories. Avi said it exactly correctly. Okay. The first question. And again, this is about Bayira generally. And I'm trying to apply it to Bedika. Let me again highlight it in one more way. When the Ran says, right, that just like Bittul neutralizes Bayira, so too Bedika does, that's not so obvious. Again, if it were so obvious, Tosis would have agreed, right? But it's not so obvious. Because we understand, you know, especially according to the Ran, which is the perspective in the way of Tosis, why Bittul neutralizes Bayira. Right? Especially if you take the view, what is the Ran's view of Bittul? Aaron?
I believe he says it works midin hefker.
Yeah. The Ran, like the Bali Tosis, with some differences, we'll get to them. We're going to discuss this extensively. Dalit base. But we can't ignore it even now. The Ran holds that Bittul is a form of hefker. Okay, that's your Tosis. So, Aaron, that's a good solution to Balurai or not? That's an obvious solution or a chiddush?
I'd say it's it seems like less of a chiddush than saying that making it into afar avoids Balurai.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I would say it's not a chiddush. What is a chiddush, and that's why I'm guessing that you were a little reticent. What's a chiddush is seeing this as bittul. In other words, are the details of bittul chametz that we know them as we know them from the Gemara, do they really qualify as hefker in Kol Torah Kula? That's a problem, and that's something which which the Ran deals with, the Ramban dealt with, other Rishonim deal with. And then, you know, that's obviously an interesting part of the topic. We're not going to get bogged down with that right now. Although certainly it's we can't ignore it, not only because it's also a little relevant to what we're doing. So seeing this as bittul, you know, it's belave, it's not b'fnei shlosha, it shouldn't work according to Yossi Aglili, you know, it's not, you know, doesn't look monetarily driven, it's more like, you know, how you relate to the chayfets, you know, that this is hefker is mechudash. But once you accept that it's hefker for this, the idea that there's no bayiraya, that's a walk in the park. But that's easy. Why? Why, Aaron?
Because it's not shalcha, and Pazik says lo yira.
Exactly. Right? It's not shalcha. Shalcha yataroa. Again, we'll discuss this, of course. Is it Acherim and Gavoa, you know, they're the exceptions, or anything that's not Shulcha? Let's say it's Shulcha Vercha. Let's say it's Shul Hefker. These are all issues that we will certainly extensively, you know, tackle. But all things being equal, the idea that Hefker, if this is Hefker, that Hefker is not Shulcha, you know, is reasonable, certainly. And if it's reasonable, then we understand why there's no Bayirah. However, to say the same thing about Bedika, Aaron, you say about Bedika that it's not Shulcha? Certainly not. Right?
Right?
So the idea that, and again, Ron holds, you know, that Bethel works in that way. Meaning in Bilus, in terms of Hefker. So you could accomplish Tashbis, or you can neutralize Bal Yirah either by undercutting Shalcha or through Bedika. Like, what does the Bedika do? You know, Yashikach, you searched your home. Great. Ron partially compensates for this problem. He doesn't address it. There's no Vim Tomer V'yesh Lomar. Right? But, let's say, hear from David. I think I tried to call David before, but David, how does he partially compensate for that? You have to pick it up. He doesn't say anything.
I'm not sure.
What does he do throughout this whole piece? That's, maybe it's obvious. To me, it isn't so obvious. I think it's curious. Yonatan.
Is there any, just asking what the Ram does here that's not very clear?
What does he do throughout the piece that's curious? And I don't think so obvious.
I personally was really, I was fixating throughout the entire time on how he focused on so many different forms of definitions and mechanisms, and how he said that at times, using one of the two between Bittul and Bedika would suffice, but it wouldn't be a full fulfillment per se.
You know what we've discussed.
Yeah.
That's true. Mayor, but what does the Ran also do in this piece?
So I did not pick up on anything, but I could guess maybe that he links Bidika to beer.
Excellent, exactly. So you did pick up on it. In what sense didn't you pick up on it? Oh, you were just inspired now. Oh, okay, good. So we're accomplishing something. Exactly. What's fascinating, well, again, we're going to look at the text in just a couple of minutes. But ever so subtly, the Ran who's trying to justify Rashi, right? What is the Bidika that takes place on the night of the 14th, the transition from 13 to 14, La'or HaNer? What does that have to do with Bayer Rabbi Imatze? That's what he's speaking about. And Agav, Tosis does it too, but Tosis does it in a different way. Tosis, when it talks about the Chumra of Chametz, Manishtana, all of a sudden, both answers. When he talks about Bidika, all of a sudden he's talking about beer as well. But okay, that's a Dindar Rabbanan. Here we're talking about a Dindar Raisa. When the Ran wants to prove that Bidika's Chametz is Daraisa, what's his Raya? Mayor?
He quotes, he has a Raya from. Was it the Medrash? He quotes a Medrash?
I'm not sure. No. First he quotes a Gemara later on. The first time he quotes a Gemara in Zion and Beis, when the Gemara says Minalan.
Was it?
You learn out.
He quotes the Aranair?
Yeah. Yeah, what's the line of the Gemara? Zion and Beis. Keep going.
I should find in the Ran, or I should go to the Gemara?
No, the Gemara, just read from the Gemara, it's fine.
Okay.
The first one, there are two, let me say it this way. There are two basic rayas that he has. Right, we need, what is Tosfos going to do with those rayas? Right? One raya is that the Gemara says, La'or HaNer Minalan, and the Gemara has this very complicated limud. Mayor, you got it?
Just trying to find it.
Mayor, Mechipos, May, where, how's it go? In the Ram, this is right here. This is, notice how he snuck in beer already? Who's talking about beer? The Balik Tosa said that beer chametz is not minatora? They didn't say that. They said Bidika's chametz is not minatora. Actually, the Balik Tosa is paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. For them, the word tashbisu means beer. Anyways, if sharon chalam alo marchein, tabay begemara bedika lara ner minalan umachino la mikroi. Did you find him there?
Yeah.
What's a gemara?
The chitomer das machta ba'alma ninhu leisa da chazina tanai the iflagu.
No. You're reading the Ran now. Oh, okay, yeah. Fine. You look up the Gemara. It's just.
Oh, you want? Oh, I could read the Gemara also. Yeah.
Yeah, just very quickly.
La oraner manani mili.
Minani mili.
Minani mili. Amar Rav Chizda la manu metzia metzia. Umetzia mechipos. Vechipos mechipos. Vechipos mineros. Mineros miner.
Okay, that's not the easiest limud in the world, right? And as I think David mentioned to me the other day, and some of you also mentioned, it sounds like it's more of a Gilui Milsa, you know, what it means, you know, what constitutes a bedika, than it is that the bedika's chametz itself is varaisa. The next day in the Gemara is a Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel or something, certainly think it's an asmachta. Right? So for the Ran to quote that is the makar, to say that's a din d'oraisa, so that's not going to trouble Tosis very much. So the Ran himself is aware of it. He keeps going, Meir, what does he say? Lesa.
Lesa.
The Chazin and Tanoi. You had it a minute ago, no?
Yeah. Oh, in the Ran. Oh,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, sorry. I keep going back and forth.
That's Machta Bamanenu, Lesa. Da Chazin and Tanoi, the Iflagu, and Dafka Alfam Rav, Chamit Ze, Bema Mivaro, the Ikamanda Amar, the In Bir Chamit, El Srefa, Rabbi Huda, the Sphere Laihachi. V'danu min nosar, v'im ata omer she'ein lanu min atora ela bitol, ma'u bir zeh she'nechleku alav, mochach behedia b'gamara, v'b'shal Torah nechleku, k'dam Rabbi Akiva, matzinu lav ara she'av malacha, v'atora amra tashvisu se'or m'vateichem.
Oh, so what's going on? What does he do here? He conflates bedika with biur. He starts off, again, his goal is to neutralize, to justify Rashi and neutralize Tosis. Right? Tosis doesn't say that beer is Rabbanan. Tosis holds beer is, or actually, Tosis holds that beer is Tashbisu. Tosis holds on Dalet Amud Beis that Bittul is excluded from Lecha. Right, the Ran earlier quotes the two Deos in the Rishonim. If you look earlier, I mean, this is that you have to read Rashi. Rashi on Dalet Amud Beis, we're going to get this more explicitly, obviously, but Rashi on Dalet Amud Beis, and Unkelus, and so on, this is a big discussion, says that the word Tashbisu means Tevatlan. Right? That's what the Ran quotes earlier. Hari Amar Tar Biyamarishin Tashbisu Sarmi Batechem Armina Begamar Demidoraisu Bita Biyal Masagi Nafkla Bidasiv Tashbisu Veloksiv Tevaru. Doesn't say that in the Gemara. Otisrafu Kedivei Rashi. Rashi says it. Right? Lefikach Tirgei Monkles Tashbisu Devar Inami. That's what Tosa says. Actually, the Sifrei is a little different than Tosa's. The Sifrei is batel b'libecha. Tosa's is lecha and not hefker. So three different limudim already. How do we know that bitol is minat Torah? According to Tosa's, right? What is Tashbisu? Why does Tosus think that on Dalet Amud Beis that Tashbisu doesn't mean Tevatlon? He says, because that's Bior. That's the Machlokas Rabbi Huda and the Chachamim. Tosus doesn't think that Bior Chametz is Drabana. Tosus thinks Tashbisu Lechud and Bita Lechud. Of course, if you destroy the chametz, there's no ba'yiroah. Even if you only do bitol, there's no ba'yiroah. So the Ran, trying to explain Rashi, that bedika is d'oraisa, so the first thing he says is, bedika is d'oraisa because of the Gemara of Minolam. Right? That's quite a limud. And then he says, I understand you're going to say it's asmach nabi alma. He says, but it's still a Raya Gemura, because beer has to be Daraisa, because Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim are arguing about a Daraisa, they bring Rayas from Nosar. Certainly that's Daraisa. Therefore, Bedikas Daraisa. Huh? Tosu thinks beer is Daraisa, doesn't think Bedikas Daraisa. And even though the Ran himself thinks that this might be a Din in Tashbisu, Mina Bitol, right? Nonetheless. So he's saying, oh, there are two Tashbisus. There's Tevaru and Tevatlin. But it doesn't make the Bedika. Of course, if you do B or Chametz, whether you do Ein Bir Chametz Ela B'Sreifa or Hash B'Sasa B'Chol Davar, whether you take Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbanon, there's no Bayura, of course. You destroyed the Chametz. Of course there's no Bayura. That proves that Bedika is Daraisa. Right? And he does it throughout the piece. Throughout the piece, he interchanges Bedika and Bior. This might be a hint. So what is this going on? We're running out of time. Let's take a step back. What I was saying was, Tosus holds that Bedika has nothing to do with Balyura. And there's no Kiyum Daraisa. And the Ran says, wrong, there are two ways to do Tashbisu. One way is Tevatlan, and that works in a very understandable way, because, you know, it's not Lachem, it's not Lacha. Or maybe it works like the Sifrei that he quotes, or maybe it's a Din and Tashbisu. Either way, the idea that something is Hefker, it's not in your Rishus to violate Balyura, is certainly understandable. But why should, what does Bedika do? Why is Bedika Tashbisu? So the first point I'm trying to make is that actually the Ran, throughout the piece, without making a public announcement about it, doesn't bang on the shtender and say, this is what I'm doing. But implicitly, in his use of language, and in his makar, basically thinks that Bedika is Bedika / Biur. But it's very interesting. It doesn't mean that, it doesn't help Rashi if you also have to do Biur. The Bedika and the Biur are practically interchangeable. I mean, the whole point that the Ran is trying to make is that Bedika standalone works to neutralize Bayura Bayimatze. If every Bedika was leading to a Biur, then you wouldn't have that. So what is it about Bedika, you know, that connects it to Bior, that Bedika and Bitol are both expressions of Tashbisu, or maybe Bior is Tashbisu, and Bedika, although because of the connection to Bior, determines that there's no Chi of Tashbisu, which is really the way the Ran says it. If you look here, he doesn't say it is Tashbisu. Earlier, it sounds like he's saying there are two ways to accomplish Tashbisu, either Tevatlon or Bedika. Then the Bedika became Bedika / Biur. Certainly Biur is Tashbisu. But is Bedika actually Tashbisu? Or to use the language of the Ran, what does he say? Nimtza sata omer, lefi daze, shatorish omer Tashbisu, Hainu obibitol, obibdika, ubiur, vahainu, v'chametz yodua, we'll get to it, omipnei chashash mekomo shurogil himatze bahen. Interesting, because there's no chiyu bdika v'mekomos she'ein rogil, but what if there's chametz there? and you didn't do bittul. Sounds like you wouldn't violate, according to the Ran. That's not so pashut. It's one thing for a tosis, for example. There's no chiyuv bedika b'makom she'ein machnisim chametz. Does that mean that there's no bayirah? Maybe. Maybe not. Saying there's no bedika doesn't mean there's no bayirah, according to tosis. It just means there's no separate chiyuv siag daraisa. I'm sorry, siag drabanan, sorry. Siag achila. That's all it means. But for the Ran, this is a big statement. How can it be the makom shein machnisin? Oh, that's only, I mean, refers to the chiyuv. You could say, oh, but the drabanan is also chiyuv tashbi, so as a backup for the bittul, but you don't have that, you know, but makom shein machnisin. But here Tosis is saying, the Ran, you could have said that. Here the Ran's saying so much more. He's saying, "B'chametz yadua, o mipnei shchashash mekomo shirogeli matzah b'hem. Aval kol she'ein lo chametz yadua, b'lo mekomo shirogeli matzah, lo chala olav mitzvas hashbasa. Sheharei ata omer shekol shebodak afal pi shelo bitel, v'nishtar rabbi yodu gluska yufeifia, Eina over elabishihi yasa mishas mitziyah ve'elach. Al ma'in mitzvas hashbasa, ela al chametz yodua. O mipnei mekoma sharagali matzim b'hem. And then again he repeats again. And don't think it's l'mafreya, because that bitol would have always been required, which as I point out is a chinesh. The point is, there's a lot, I have to stop in a minute, there's a lot of work to do in this run. The Ran is assuming things. So in order to understand it a little better, we'll go through still the, you know, we'll go back just over it because it's one of the most famous Rans and it's also packed. The point, bigger point I'm trying to make is what would Bedika accomplish in this context? It certainly isn't actual Biur, although according to the Ran it's connected. It doesn't have anything to do with Lecha Velo Shalachem Mishal Gavoa, which is how Tosis understands, you know, Bittul. And the Ran probably understands Bittul too. Or maybe the fact that Tashbisu, maybe the fact that Bedika is Tashbisu, it makes him more sympathetic to Bittul being Tashbisu, even though it is Hefker. We'll get to that for the Ran. Either way, what the Ran is saying is that what Bedika really accomplishes is that it's mafkia the chiyuv tashbisu. He doesn't actually say it's a kiyum in tashbisu. He actually says that it removes the chiyuv. And how does that fit in, again, with Mokom Shemachnisin, and Chametz Yadua, etc.? Okay. So just let me leave you with the three that Avi mentioned, but let me explain them a little better. And then we'll go one by one and back into the Lashonos of the Rishonim. So I think the issue here is, you know, the bigger question to ask, you know, is how Bedika might help Daraisa. And part of that question also is to figure out, you know, not the same necessarily, is there Bayiroa on Chametz She'ena Yadua in general? That's Kamishmaya Galia. And with regard to those, it might be different, or it could be that that's what Bedika does. Maybe something doesn't become Chametz She'ena Yadua until you try, even if you fail. That's one of the suggestions that we'll see is actualized in the Rishonim. But I'm mostly interested in both of these cases. I want to know if it's true that Kamishmaya Galya, there's no Bayiroa, why is that true? And if it's the same thing or if it's separately true, that Bedikas Chametz, why does that, you know, absolve you for Baal Yirah? And I think the easiest answers are these three perspectives. The first one is that this is not a din in Chametz or Baal Yirah. It's a din in Kol Torah Kula. Namely, if you have Chametz that is only Kamishmaya Galya, or if you did a Bedikas Chametz, therefore you gave it, gave it a good try. You tried your best. Somchen ala chazakos. Or, lo dibra Torah, lemalache hashares. We'll see if they really mean that, if that's what these things mean. I'm just using them. Right? Or misasek. Right? Or onus. Those will dictate, as they do in other areas of halacha, perhaps, right, that you don't violate by Rabbi Matzeh. And you could certainly be mechalek. Makom shemaknisin, makom she'in maknisin, the actual bedika, even if it was betos, because you missed something, lemaisa. That's one approach. But of course, for that to be true, you have to assume that the Kol Torah Kula categories, onus and misasek we'll call them, apply here. A, that they accomplish the goal of Hafkah Asu'aveira, and not just a Ptur Onshin. Because Ptur Onshin is one thing, but we don't want you to violate Baal Yirah Baal Yimatzeh, right? Even if you are Ptur Min HaOnesh. So do Misasek and Onus have the ability to be Mafkia and Iser? B, are the circumstances of Chomet She'eni Yodua or Chomet She'badak V'lo Matza, do they qualify for Onus and Misasek, or the Onus and Misasek that would be Mafkia Mimai Savera? That sounds complicated, but I'm trying to cover all the contingencies that we will actually see when we hopefully finish with this on Thursday. That's one perspective. The second perspective, and the third, is to zero in on Chametz B'Pesach. Forget about the universal dinim. Maybe those categories don't work for this kind of thing, or they don't work in this particular situation generally, or they don't work in this particular situation because of the nature of the Isser of Shihiyas Chametz Pershuscha, as we'll explain. But maybe there's another avenue, and that is either the nature of Baal Yirah Baal Yimatzeh, and it might be the same thing, if they aren't two sides of the same coin, the nature of Tashbisa. How objective is Baal Yirah Baal Yimatzeh in the fact that you are an owner and there's Chametz in your Rishus? Even Kamishmaya Galya, or Lachar Bedika, or in general. Right? How much is Baal Yirah Baal Yimatzeh about the fact that there is Chametz in Rishus? How much is it about either Rotza B'Kiyumo, Nichalei, or, if this isn't the same thing, I'll explain, Meniach or Mekayim Chametz Pershuso? Because the more it is about your either positive maintenance of Chametz Pershuscha, Meniach, Mekayim, or an, right? Rotza B'Kiyumo, Nichale, or at least not a full rejection. The more that that is the case, the more internally there is reason to think, right, that there's no Baal Yirah, because Baal Yirah isn't the mitzius of Chametz in Yerushas, right? It's the tziruf of that reality to you. And of course, in a way that parallels very strongly things that we've been speaking about in Achila and Isra'na, and so on. That's one avenue. The second one being the mitzvah of tashbih, similar idea, but the mitzvah of tashbisu. What constitutes tashbisu? And here there's a second question. What is the relationship between tashbisu and Bal Yirah? There are two different psukim in the Torah. Right, Torah says, Ach miyom arishon tashbisu sar mi bateichem. That's a mitzvah saseh. A kiyum a mitzvah of tashbisu. What is the relationship between that and the iser, whether there's one or two or whatever the amount there are, of lo yirah v'lo yimatzeh? Is Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh and Tashbisu bound up with each other? And if so, in which direction? Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh is the absence of fulfilling Tashbisu? Or is Tashbisu the kiyum of neutralizing Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh? If they are connected, which one drives the other? Or are they maybe separate? Can you have situations where, you know, you're mekayim tashbisu and also violate Bal Yirah? Or you avoid Bal Yirah? Certainly you can have situations where there's no Bal Yirah and there's no tashbisu. Right, but some of the hechatimtis are not relevant. But you don't own chametz. There's no tashbisu, presumably. You know, you can get rid of it within Shloshim Yom or anything like that. You know, the Minchas Chinuch has this suffix, whether you're obligated to go out and buy chametz in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu. You know, hard to say that tashbisu is ensuring that there's no Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh with such a suffix. But it still could be that Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh is the result of not fulfilling tashbisu. Although again, if you don't go out and buy chametz, you're not going to fulfill tashbisu according to that view, and you're certainly not going to violate Bal Yirah either. So what is the relationship between them? And as an added point, even if you say Bal Yirah and Tashbisu are separate and different, is it conceivable that whenever you're Mekayim Tashbisu, that's Poter mi Bal Yirah? Even if they are separate. And then you have the Ran's formulation, right, which is, there are things that you can do to be mafkia, the chi of tashbisu. Maybe by that he means, again, let's remember that the Ran, who has that formulation, is trying to explain Rashi, who says that bedika neutralizes Bal Yirah. So while the Ran doesn't say that Bedika is a kiyum of tashbisu, which others say, maybe that's because for him tashbisu in general is the obligation to preclude Bal Yirah, and if you've done that, you know, then there's no chiyuv. Or is it the other way? There's no Bal Yirah if there's no chiyuv, you know, and you've done is you've neutralized the chiyuv. Either way, it's a different formulation than we might have expected. So this is what I want to pursue, you know, in more detail on Thursday. I want to talk about Misasek and Onus as applied to this problem, or these two problems. I want to talk about, briefly, because this is a work in progress for Bal Yirah and Tashbisu, of course, going forward. I want to talk about how subjective, objective, you know, how much of a Sheval Tase, Kumvase, or something in between is Bal Yirah. That's something we'll see a lot about. And then I want to speak about, you know, what is a Kiyum Tashbisu when there's a Chi of Tashbisu and what the relationship between Tashbisu and Bal Yirah might be. Some of these issues are just, you know, scratching the surface of, you know, many other subtopics to come. But that's the goal. So we want to look at the Ran again, like Kor Chaim, the Tshuva Rabbi Kaveger, the Ran, the Ritva, the Maram Chalava, the Tos Rabbeinu Peretz, Rabbeinu David, all the things I told you to look at. The Rambam, of course, we should look at again to see how he formulates things, etc. All right, so that's the goal for Mirza Hashem for Thursday. If there are questions, I have another couple of minutes. People have to go for mincha or class, that's fine too.